We like to think that the people who know us best are our friends, our families, our partners. But according to a study published today, there's actually someone that knows us all much more intimately than that, and it's Facebook. No surprises, really. Researchers at the University of Cambridge studied over 86,000 Facebook users and their likes to build up a really quite accurate portrait of an individual's personality. Now, this might sound a little worrying to you, so we've got one of the lead researchers on the line to explain what it means. Mihail Kosinski is on the line from the UK. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Just tell us exactly what you've been doing. You've studied over 86,000 people. They are volunteers that you haven't just hacked into their Facebook pages. What did you ask them to do?
Well, we asked them to fill the personality questionnaire and we offered them feedback in return. But we also asked them if we could look at their Facebook profiles and record the likes to use them in our research. And quite a few of those people agreed. We actually, in total, we collected 6 million participants. It's just that in this particular study, we used a subsample of 86,000.
Obviously, people have had to kind of trust you a great deal on this. What were the specific habits that you were looking to observe?
Well, in this case, we actually wanted to answer a very simple question. Who is more accurate when judging your personality? Your friends, your spouse, or your parents, or the computer program that just was showing your likes? So in this case, we basically recorded all of the likes that people had on their profiles. And we gave computer this data along with some real personality scores. So we selected a few thousand people with the real personality scores and the Facebook likes and said, hey, computer, why don't you develop a model that can predict one from the other? Mm. And then once computer trained this model, we compared its accuracy with the predictions of human judges.
Now, when you talk about personality, you're talking about five specific personality traits. What are they?
Yes, we talked about big, so-called Big Five. It's the most widely used personality system in psychology and encompasses openness to experience, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Those are basic five traits that describe each of us to some extent. And they're basically the most basic psychological system describing differences in our behavior and in our lives.
So you were looking at Facebook likes in study, and that function was introduced back in 2009. Lots of people that use Facebook like things, the photos, posts, pages, that kind of thing. How much evidence of their likes do you need to be able to create a fairly accurate personality picture?
Well, surprisingly little, actually. So, you know, as a psychologist, I was really hoping, to be honest, that human beings will still be better at judging personality. Judging personality is such a kind of crucial and natural skill for us. If you show a picture to someone of a person, those people are actually able to judge personality of the person of the picture quite accurately just based on the picture. So we are actually very good. Human beings are excellent at judging each other's personality. So I was hoping that computers will actually be worse. But it turns out that to beat an average work colleague, to make a better prediction than your work colleague, you only need to give computer 10 likes. Hmm. To beat your parents, we need to give computer around 140 likes. And to beat your spouse, to beat your wife, computer needs 300 likes.
Okay. It's kind of terrifying. having an algorithm that can assess someone's personality, there's huge scope for something like that. What do you think immediately can be done with it?
Well, I could imagine so many amazing practical applications of those findings. I think that perhaps the biggest change could be in recruitment and career planning. You know, now we use psychological assessment in recruitment and career planning, but this use of psychological assessment is often limited only to people at the top jobs, right? Because they're going to earn a lot of money. There's a lot of money to assess them. But people who really need psychological assessment, people who really need career advice, no one offers them assessment because it's simply too expensive. Now the tools like we're developing here, they are not only more accurate, they are also more difficult to, they do not allow you to cheat on so easily. but it can also be applied very cheaply to very large populations to help them to match to do much of a good job or choose a right career path.
All right, Michal Kaczynski, thanks very much for talking to us. Michal Kaczynski is a computational social scientist. He's now at Stanford University with some pretty incredible discoveries that they're making.